100 word stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week is mustard yellow. So we got a few stories in on that topic, kind of a weird one, but then which aren't weird. I'll go ahead and let you listen to the stories, and then, well, we'll come back here and I'll tell you what the next topic is, and we'll wrap things up. How does that sound?
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called A Mustard Yellow Hoodie in the Charity Shop. He was just an ordinary man dropping a bag of clothes off at the charity shop. Sally, the student volunteer on the till, sniffed the air, trying to identify a familiar smell. Realisation made her retch before she opened the bag. It was tied tight. Her fingers frantically worked the double knot loose. She recognised the clothes with a plummeting heart, felt about in the pockets, then shrieked as she pulled out her pal's student ID. One trembling hand still clutched the hoodie as she called the police. Yeah, it's definitely the one she was wearing the night she disappeared. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my story. The topic was mustard yellow, and the story is called Off Colour. Which do you prefer? She asked. The mustard yellow, saffron, corn cob or honey? It's just yellow, I protested. Not a restaurant menu. Look, I've told you before, men only understand a Windows 3.1 palette. 256 colours. It's all yellow to me. You choose what you like. And I'll do the painting. Deal? She gave me one of those looks. But she knew I was talking sense. In the end, she chose the mustard yellow. 3 days of hard work later, the kitchen was resplendent in its new colour. I don't like the shade, she complained. It's far too brown. Okay, that's it. Until next time. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. FFDB58. That was it. A color reduced to a strange combination of letters and numbers. The universe is made of numbers, his math teacher told him. That's the universal language. And he hated that because he wanted the universe to be made of words. He wanted the universe to be made of stories. He loved stories. When a fellow student asked the teacher how we could communicate with aliens, the teacher said, with numbers. He yelled and said, no, they'll want to know our stories. Math teacher looked at him and said, we already know your stories. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
I love the pretty colors, and how they change, and blossom over time. The first flush of pink, becoming mottled angry crimson. Then gradually darkening to dark indigo, fringed with dull violets. Then, glorious hues of mustard yellow, blooming like flowers. Petals fringed with black. Bruising, is so beautiful. I am the artist, your body, my canvas. My fists, the tools of my artistry. But that colorful expression is so transient, and passes all too soon. And it is but a short time, before you lie unblemished before me again. A fresh blank canvas. Pain becomes painted. All over, again.
Hello, my people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called My First Car. In the days of old, one could, after much searching, come upon a vehicle which was yours for a mere $100. This auto was long in the tooth and often had structural imperfections, or at the very least, cosmetic ones. The Ford I found had turned over its odometer, but on inspection, no signs of Bondo or countersunk pry holes. It had been well maintained by a Navy guy. The reason it was still on the lot was our Navy's guy's choice of colors. It wasn't so much confection yellow as mustard yellow. Actually, it was French's mustard on a hot dog yellow. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 907 with the prompt of mustard yellow. So here's my story. The three hulking teenagers with the mustard yellow teeth appeared frozen in place, confusion drawn across their collective faces. Mr. Withybottom joined his daughter to point. "Aren't you going to arrest them?" The cop stammered. "I can't." The teenagers turned and lumbered into the trees. Loli Amanda turned her empty stare on Bilbert. "Aren't you going to do something?" "Me?" Bilbert asked. "Him?" Mr. Withybottom and the cop asked. Throwing caution to the wind, Bilbert grabbed the cop by the shoulders and flew him over the trees. The officer screamed until Bilbert landed him next to the van by the highway. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
There's all kinds of mustards out there. I really like stone ground mustard, but Dijon is pretty good too. The plain yellow mustard, the kind you get in stadiums and packets, that stuff is kind of boring. Some people go for the honey mustard, especially with chicken nuggets, but I find it way too sweet. I suppose there is no real favorite kind of mustard. It just depends on what you're eating with it, because nobody in their right mind eats a hot dog with Dijon mustard. Every food has its mustard, my grandmother said. Ketchup, you say? You heathen dog.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of mustard yellow. Did you enjoy those? Let the authors know in a comment in the post at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, which you never do. Oh well, you ungrateful curs. The next topic is basic, so go ahead and wind up at that location? Wow, I don't know where I was going with that. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and click Weekly Challenge, and there you'll see instructions on how to be a part of the Weekly Challenge. You know, like this one. Thank you for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.